Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 452 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her recent trip to College Station. It has been a minute since I said that. We're also going to talk about SEC Media Days from last week and all the fun that was. We're going to talk about what we've been watching. I personally have watched a lot. We would love it if you would join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is all about season 2 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And then we have an episode coming up that is about parenting adult children. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop if you would like to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And in the show notes, you will find a link for our live show that's going to be in San Antonio on October 23rd. It's going to be a blast. We have a special guest in store. And we're excited about how many of y'all are coming. So while there are still tickets, go ahead and get you some. Hope y'all enjoy episode 452. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, I can say something that I haven't been able to say in a really long time, which is that, Melanie, you went to College Station this past weekend.
I did. And it was the first time I'd been since graduation. So it had been a while.
Unbelievable.
A brief hiatus from my trips to College Station. But I did go this weekend. So here is, and I know you've experienced this same thing. So my good friend Tiff, she lives in College Station. Her oldest daughter, Lexi, is expecting her first baby. So we had a baby shower for Tiffany, for Lexi, her daughter. But I thought, man, this is the beginning of like my close friends becoming grandmothers. And I've seen it on Facebook where I have high school friends that have become grandmothers. But like, there's something about like, I'm like, well, Tiff is going to be a grandmother. Like, I don't, it's just like, well, you cannot deny our age anymore when your friends start to become grandmothers.
Yes. Yes. I have several friends who are grandmothers. Several of my college friends are grandmothers. Mm-hmm. The ones of us who got married right out of school and the ones who had kids young, like, you know, in their 20s are grandmothers. And so that's been a whole thing. I didn't even tell you this.
No.
A couple of weeks ago, I met Matthew and Sarah one morning at Lady Bird, you know, for us to talk about the things we like to talk about. And we were getting towards the end of our time there, and this young dad comes and sits down at the table next to us. He's probably in his 20s, and he has a little girl who's precious, and she's clearly been playing outside. You know how little kids get their hair matted all over their face when they play outside?
Yeah.
When they get sweaty. And she was so cute. And so she kept turning around and looking at me. And so I would grin at her and she would turn back around, you know, look at her daddy. And then she'd whip her head back around and look at me and I'd grin. And finally her dad turned and looked at me. And I should pause here and add that an ongoing joke with Matthew and Sarah and me is that I'm their elder. And so therefore, there are a couple of things that are non-negotiables as a result of being their elder. One is that I always pay for Lady Bird.
Yes.
They are not permitted to pay. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is they may occasionally, I may charge them with getting up to go get something because I'm their
fair.
Elder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big joke with us about Matthew, especially saying, "Oh no, let me get that. You're very frail. Hold on. Yeah. Let me get that. I know it's hard for you to get that. I'll get that for you." So the young dad turns around and looks at me and he kind of smiles and he said, "I think she thinks you're her grandmother."
Oh, and you said, "Help me. I've been shot."
And so Sarah and Matthew immediately die laughing. And I looked at them and I was like, I don't appreciate that. That's not funny. I understand. Technically, I may be old enough to be this child's grandmother, but I feel like Suzanne Sugarbaker when she said, if I had wanted to be insulted, I'd have stayed at home and waited for a prank call. Appreciate it. I'm not ready for that stage of my life yet.
No.
But he didn't mean anything by it, you know?
No.
Oh my gosh, it hit me like somebody had thrown a baseball at my head. I thought about it so many times since.
Listen, I get it. I feel that in my heart for you. I feel it in my heart because that's how I felt. Because here's the thing, Tiffany was pregnant with Lexi at my wedding. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I have watched this child and now she is having her own child. Mm-hmm. And it was just, but listen, Caroline came to the shower too, because Tiff's girls were there. And so it was fun. And Gully was there and Honey. And so we're all at the shower and it's in like the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field. So we're overlooking Kyle Field. So that was kind of fun. And,
that's neat.
It was a cool little place for a baby shower. And it was all a strawberry theme because she's having a little girl. And so we're sitting there. Well, then we did our little small talk and everybody mingled. And then they were like, okay, she's going to open presents. We're going to play baby bingo. So you had to like fill out like a bingo card with just things that you thought she might get as gifts, you know? So
okay.
Like, you know, a baby carrier, swaddle blankets, you know, whatever. I had to really think. I was like, what do you need for a baby? Like what?
Yeah.
A bottle.
I don't know.
Yeah. So we did that. Well, two things happened. Number one, Caroline Schenkel made it her mission. She wanted to win. You know what I mean? She was going to win
shocked.
This bingo competition. So she was like, what's something else? And I'm going to tell you, she did end up winning a bottle of champagne for her bingo efforts. But she leaned over to me about halfway through and Lexi's sweet husband was sitting kind of behind her as she opened presents. Mm-hmm. And she leaned over and she said, I'm going to tell you, she said, his reactions are the best part of this whole situation. And I really hadn't been paying attention, but to watch this, you know, 20 something guy be like, oh, this is awesome. You know, like this is great. And he played baseball in college. And at one point they got this giant bunny and he was holding that bunny. And I said, one day you're cool. You're a cool college baseball player. And the next day you're just holding a giant bunny going, this is awesome. But I was like, it's like one day you're sitting at Lady Bird. The next day you look like somebody's grandma, you know, like that's life comes at you fast.
Life comes at you fast.
This weekend I went to College Station and of course I took my AG1 travel packs and every morning we laughed because Gully would take her AG1 and Honey would take her AG1 and we all agreed that AG1 has been a game changer. It gives us more energy, it supports our immune health, our gut health, and we love that it fills in our nutrient gaps because we like knowing that we're giving our body the vitamins and minerals that we need because I'm not going to eat enough to give my body everything that it needs. I love the way AG1 makes me feel and I genuinely look forward to it because I know I feel better when I take my AG1. And right now, with your first subscription, you can get this awesome sunscreen stick for free. So, co-founded by pro surfer Kelly Slater, it is extremely water and sweat resistant. It doesn't leave white streaks everywhere or get in your eyes like other sunscreen brands. And here's why I love it. It is the perfect size to pack away and to just keep in your bag or your purse without worrying about it spilling because it's a sunscreen stick. It's TSA approved. It is perfect for your summer vacation. And then you'll also get an AG1 welcome kit that includes a free shaker, 5 free travel packs, and more. Take care of your body on the inside and out with AG1 plus the Sunstick Bundle. It's only available for a limited time. Head to drinkag1.com/bigboo to get $100 of free gifts, including 5 free travel packs, a free shaker bottle, the Freaks of Nature Sunstick, and more with your first subscription order.
And I go into this like huge defense in my head, like Nava said, I don't have wrinkles, sir.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I mean, I know, I understand how age works.
Yeah.
But it just, when you feel not old enough to be a grandmother in your head, it's weird that somebody would perceive you as one.
That's exactly right. But we did agree. We said we do look different than our grandmothers looked at our age.
Isn't that what our grandmother said when they became grandmothers? Doesn't every generation? I mean, I know the Golden Girls were what we thought of as grandmothers when we were younger. And we're older than them now, even. But I don't know. Sometimes I think we all just say stuff like that to make us feel better. Probably. But time leaves its mark on our faces and our necks. And I'm sorry I'm being cynical about this, but I've been wounded by a stranger.
Well, but I also think we don't go get our hair set. Like, I mean, I have some pictures of my grandmother at 50 and she's holding me and I'm like, she looks significantly older. Now her skin looks great, but her hair is set in those little, you know, the little grandma pin curls, like she went to the beauty shop once a week and got it blown out and all of that. So I don't know. But anyway, that's what we did this weekend. It was fun to get to see friends and to get to see Tiff's girls and to catch up with them. And so we did that and that was it. And then drove back home and Caroline has left on a little getaway with some friends. And I'm just here, but I have decided I'm getting to the point in the summer. I have to go to Nashville this week for a quick little thing, but I've decided when I get home, I'm doing a massive clean out of everything.
Okay. Well, massive
clean out. It's time.
It's time.
It's mm-hmm. been about 6 months and it's time. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do a major clean out. So that's what's going to happen. The other thing that has happened, now I will say Thursday night before Caroline and I left, we went, the three of us, Perry and Caroline and me, went to go eat at this restaurant in San Antonio called Little M's Oyster Bar.
I remember you told me y'all were going to do this.
Yeah, which was delicious, by the way. Highly recommend. Okay. It was really good. We loved it. We thought it was great. But when we came home, I was wearing these gold wedges that I have. And I opened up the front door and there was, because I knew there was an Amazon package. And I bent down. And when I bent down, you know how in a wedge, sometimes like my foot like twisted. Mm-hmm. Like it went to the side. Mm-hmm. And I think perhaps I have broken my pinky toe.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's like
a wedge related injury can be so painful. It can be so painful.
It really, like it just twisted and it hurt so bad. And my foot was so contorted. And I was squatting down at the same time to pick up this package. And like it was like I couldn't even get myself back up. You know what I mean? And Caroline looked at me like, can I do something for you? And I was like, I don't know what to do. And, you know, initially it hurt so bad that I thought I'd broken my entire ankle. But now,
goodness.
But my little pinky toe just throbbed. And I'm going to tell you, it is not a good color. It is not a color that should be found in nature. And it's not terrible to walk on, but it doesn't feel great.
Now, here's what I've found when I've had wedges related injuries in front of family members. Did anybody mm-hmm. want to give you a lecture about wearing a wedge? Because that's what happens here. You know, like I'm just supposed to walk around in flats all the time. Mm-hmm. But I just, I don't appreciate any correction related to wedges.
No. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because Caroline said, she was like, that's what you get for wearing those shoes. Mm-hmm. Because just grace and mercy. I didn't even tell Perry that it happened because I think he was still outside doing something with the dogs. I didn't even tell him because I didn't want to hear the lecture about what I should do. Yeah. And I also didn't want him to make me ice my foot, which I knew. And I was like, so he doesn't even know that it happened.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know. Because I was like, I can't get into all the things he's going to want me to do to my toe that I would just rather.
No. Yeah. Just suffer. Just suffer quietly and let it heal. You know, you can't do anything about a broken toe anyway. It'll be fine. It'll just hurt for a little bit.
And I thought, I don't want him to go get an ice pack and make me sit here with my toe on it. I'm not interested in that. I'm already uncomfortable enough. I didn't want an ice situation. Just let me be. Let me live my life. So anyway.
I support it wholeheartedly. Yeah.
I know. So now I feel like basically you spent most of last week hosting, I'm not going to say like a beauty pageant because that's not what it was, but it certainly was like a Project Runway best dressed competition that you had going on. This weekend, Caroline stayed at her house in College Station, and she reminded me how much she loves her mattress there because 3 years ago when she moved in, we got her a Helix mattress for that house, and she always tells us how it's better than the mattress she sleeps on when she's home. It's just the right amount of support and comfort, and she always gets a great night's sleep. Here's why I love Helix. They offer so many unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection. They truly have a model for every kind of sleeper because their models have memory foam layers that provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. They have enhanced cooling features if you sleep hot. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. If you are needing to refresh your room or a guest room, Helix is the way to go. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo. That's helixsleep.com/bigboo. Right now, you can take advantage of their 4th of July sale that's still going on. You can get 27% off site-wide at helixsleep.com/bigboo.
Melanie, I don't know how it was the Lord's timing is all I can say, because it turned out last week was just a week where I was home. Mm-hmm. And I happened to turn on SEC Media Days on Monday morning because I was curious, and I got into it. I got into the what the coaches were wearing. I got into the commentary. I got into what the media members were wearing. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have anywhere to be necessarily, you know, for a lot of last week. And so it was one of those things where I was just like, you know, I think I'm just going to run with it. I'm just going to dedicate my week to this. You know, I'm in between books. I don't have a whole lot going on. So here we go. And I had the most fun just paying attention to that, trying to get Cole to notice stuff, like from his vantage point, which was futile, by the
way. Yes, yeah. He's just there to talk ball.
Melanie. Mm-hmm. But I did find out, because there was one day when Roman Harper, who is one of the co-hosts on the Saturday morning show during college football season, and Cole's co-host for their Read and React show.
Yeah.
Roman Harper had on this purple plaid suit. And Roman Harper understands what it means to put together a look.
He does.
Yes. He understands the assignment. Mm-hmm. And he had on this butterfly pin on his lapel. And people were in, like, on Instagram, people were asking me in my DMs, like, you know, what do you think this means? Is it because, like, is this a symbol of his grandmother? Is this about Dolly? And I was like, oh, what if it were about Dolly?
Yeah.
So I texted Cole and I said, please ask Roman about the butterfly. Mm-hmm. And I don't hear from Cole about that particular thing for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And I know better than to ask him repeatedly, because he'll get ticked off with me.
Yeah.
So
then he won't respond just on principle.
Then he won't respond on principle because, you know, I won't leave well enough alone.
Yeah.
So, but Cole did text me on Tuesday, and he said, hey, I'm going on Feinbaum in like 10 minutes. Critique me. I said, okay. I said, you really want me to? And he said, yeah. And I said, okay.
Okay.
So I did.
Yeah.
Which I thought he did great. But anyway, I think Media Days was over, and I get a text from Cole where he says the butterfly was made by his daughter. I don't know anything other than that. But if you were a person who wondered what the butterfly meant on Roman Harper's lapel, it was something that his daughter made, which I thought
that's
was really
real sweet. That's real sweet. I love that. Okay. Yeah.
So all that to say, ironically, I took the four coaches from each day. There's 16 coaches total. Mm-hmm. I had posted everybody's outfits on Instagram. And I really, like, I asked our friend Catherine, I was like, can we get next year, can we get one of those, like, 360 cameras and make the coaches stand on it and, like, where it whips around? And you, I'm sure that's what they would all love.
Oh, you know.
Uh-huh. I mean, that would be probably the highlight of their time at Media Days.
For sure.
But anyway, so I posted the four coaches from every day and then put that on Instagram for a vote in terms of who was the best dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we had the four finalists, Melanie, as with any good pageant, then you whittle it down to your final round of consideration.
Yes.
And as I suspected he would, Lane Kiffin won, which really, really puts me in a conundrum personally.
I get it. I feel that. You know? I get it. Mm-hmm.
But what tickled me so much were the people who let me know in DMs, hey, I really thought so-and-so won, but I can't vote for him, so I voted for my coach.
Yes.
Or, I just voted for my coach because I like him, but I think so-and-so looked better. But and so anyway, Lane Kiffin won. Congratulations, Lane Kiffin. He did have a good look. I mean,
it was a good look.
It was a good look, I will say. But one of my friends from state, when I posted that Lane Kiffin won, all she said to me in my, in a message on Instagram was, "Oh Lord." Like,
I feel like I know which friend that was too.
I think you do.
Every time I pack my makeup bag for a trip, I can tell what my favorite cosmetic products are, and one of them is the Brilliant Eye Brightener by Thrive Cosmetics, because whether you're all about a simple look or something a little more dramatic, the Brilliant Eye Brightener has a shade for you. It is an eyeshadow highlighter stick. It's made to brighten and pop open your eyes. It gives you an instant eye lift, and it comes in so many different shades, 31 different shades. It's foolproof, and it makes applying eyeshadow so easy and foolproof. Here's why I love Thrive Cosmetics, because they make certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free products that you can depend on, from everything from simple daily wear to show-stopping self-expression, and they've donated over $150 million worth of product and cash funds to fund over 600 giving partners across the U.S. Their donations support 8 major causes, including those affected by cancer, homelessness, domestic abuse, and more, reaching individuals from all walks of life. I love supporting a product that I know is giving back. You can try your new trusty favorites with an exclusive set for our listeners. New customers can get the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara and a mini-sized Brilliant Eye Brightener at a special set price with free shipping at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's thrivecosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo.
And then, so then I took the media members, the ones that people had messaged most about for the week, because I was not as consistent with posting the media members' outfits. There's a lot of rotation and all that.
Yeah.
I will say, I mean, I posted about Cole. Benjamin Watson.
Benjamin Watson looked really good.
understands texture, understands pattern, and understands color.
Roman
Harper, and then Laura Rutledge. I was obsessed with her haircut. She's gotten kind of a lob, and it's fantastic. I really liked her shorter hair, and so anyway, so I posted, and Cole won. Which is that because of these podcast listeners that Cole won? It didn't hurt him. I'll say that. Our people love Cole. Our people love Cole. And so, and even when I told him, I sent him a screenshot of what I'd put on Instagram. And he said, I don't know if that's fair and square, essentially. Yeah. And I was like, just take the win. Just take the win.
Because he did look great. It was a great look.
He did. Yeah. He did. My favorite Cole look was when he had on like a navy windowpane plaid jacket. He had on a pink checked shirt, and then the navy tie with a white pattern on it. And then he had a pocket square you could see. A lot of the pocket squares during the week you couldn't see very well. But all that to say, congratulations, Cole. Congratulations, Lane Kiffin. I can say it. I don't know. It was a bunch of fun. So I'm curious if we go back next year. It was honestly easier to do that from the like comfort of my laptop than it was, I think, if we had been there in person.
Yeah. Cause you can really see everything clearer.
Cause you can really see everything and you can see what's going on the SEC Now set. But I just had the best time. People were such gamers. And let's be honest, last week was an exhausting week in the news. And so it was fun to think about something that was just, you know, it was light. It was trivial. It was fashion. Knowing full well those coaches don't give a rip, you know?
No.
So, because as Cole says, they just want to talk ball.
Well, I think Lane Kiffin might care a little bit. I'm just going to say.
He might care a little bit. I think Sark might care a little bit too.
I think. Told. Now, listen, the amount of people, it started with our friend who works for the SEC.
Yes.
And, but the amount of people that messaged me and said, hey, did you do this? Because what happened, if you missed it, was when Sark walked out on Tuesday for his time, they played the Aggie War Hymn instead of the Eyes of Texas. They played the Aggie War Hymn. Listen, I don't know who did it. I've never wanted to take credit for something more. Like if I had been there, I 100% would have been like, yeah, I figured that out. I made that happen. I don't know how it happened. I don't know if I don't know if it was truly sabotage or, like I told Gully, was it some poor intern's worst day? You know what I mean?
Oh, like, I tend to think it was that. Absolutely. I think it was that.
Somehow you just pushed Texas and you weren't paying attention. And all of a sudden, it was so good, though. It was so good.
And what cracked me up were the messages that I got, because people knew I was watching, you know, pretty mm-hmm. much the whole time, mm-hmm. who said, like, did this really happen or is this like some kind of AI thing?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's a fair question in this current time in which we live.
Yeah.
But no, it really happened. They accidentally played the wrong fight song when Sark walked out. And listen, nobody milked it more than Eli Drinkwitz did. He was on the fourth day, and mm-hmm. that was the first thing he said was, at least y'all got the fight song right when I walked out. I'm going to tell you something about Eli Drinkwitz. He came out, and in his arms, he had a block of salt. He was as salty. And, I mean, it was delightful to me, mm-hmm. but he mm-hmm. was kind of... He was grinning as he said it, but there was a little bit of cantankerousness behind it all. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought it gave a little spice to the festivities. Made it a little savory.
Listen, mm-hmm. it was so good. And I just thought of all songs. I mean, the fact that it's those two schools, like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't they got the Alabama fight song instead. It was like... It was just such a great, so it was a great moment. It might be our biggest win of the current, of the upcoming football season.
Well, as the team who was picked to finish 16th, Melanie, I don't mean to brag. Our biggest win of the week was when some poor social media person for Mississippi State posted that we're the ones that have the closest proximity to a creamery with ice creams produced by our school. That's our big win. And listen, I reposted that sucker, and I reposted it with the fight song, because you gotta seize the wins where you can.
Yeah.
So if that's your biggest win of the season, well done. I hope we don't finish 16th. My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
gosh.
Listen, but I did tell Gully, and I talked about it a little bit, and I said there is something, because you had posted that y'all are projected to win 4 games this year.
4.4, Melanie.
Yeah.
4.4.
And we did laugh, because I said there's a really good chance that one of those is going to be if Texas A&M has an undefeated September, that we're going to roll in to October full of all kinds of hope and promise, and y'all are going to beat us. But I said there's something, though, I'm almost envious of just that complete lack of expectation and hope.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, just
I get it. Yes.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
There's a freedom. There's a freedom.
Oh, there's such a freedom. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you win 5 whole games, you've overachieved.
Yeah.
If you win 6, you're going bowling, you know?
Yeah.
And I love an upset. So that's fine.
Yeah.
I have to give whoever helped our players coordinate their looks for media days.
Mm-hmm.
Thought about it, because we had Isaac Smith had on maroon. Anyway, essentially the guys had on maroon, gray, and kind of a navy airing to black. But all of them had liner inside those jackets that was the state logo.
That's good.
Like, they were kind of coordinated. And then Jeff Lebby looked like a blend of all three. You can say, well, why do you want your coach and your media day representatives to look like the Mandrell sisters? Listen, don't mind my business. It made me happy.
Yeah.
It made me happy.
Why wouldn't you?
I thought they looked great. And mm-hmm. I thought they did a good job. I loved seeing the players. I always do. I love hearing the player interviews. And it was a thoroughly enjoyable media days week for me. So,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to the season for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm just going to be ready for sports to be back on the television.
Mm-hmm. I did tell Cole a couple of days ago. I was like, look, Melanie and I need to have you and Roman Harper on at the same time. Before
that would be so fun.
Y'all get deep into the season. And we need to do a fashion segment. Because I want to hear more about how Roman Harper thinks through it. I don't know if you saw I think you did see on his cuff of his shirt how it said "That Boy."
Yeah, yeah.
And Cole posted about it, mm-hmm. and I am interested in that level of commitment to the process when you know you're going to be on television and you mm-hmm. want to bring it. So.
Yeah. No, I loved it. It was great. We appreciate your commentary. We appreciate you bringing the SEC fashion to the masses. So thank you for your work and your dedication in that area.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me if I do ACC Media Days this week. And listen, I don't have the strength.
No.
I've given it all I can for the time being. Plus, we're going out of town this week.
Yeah.
But I'll be keeping my eyes on it. Ashby is there. She works for Clemson Insider. Mm-hmm. And so I'll have to get her input and see what she says about what the ACC coaches are doing. But
yeah,
it's a good time.
When was the last time that you needed to go to the doctor, but you kept putting it off because you didn't know who to go to? It can be because we're too busy. It's because we can't find our insurance card. It's because we don't want to mess with it. We don't want to sit on hold with the receptionist and do all of those things. I think we've all been there. Booking a doctor's appointment can just feel so daunting. But thanks to ZocDoc, there's no reason to delay. They make it so easy to find and book a doctor. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. These docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 48 hours. That's it. Sometimes you can even score same day appointments. And then once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo.
Yeah, listen, it is a good time. I know Caroline and I, we were driving back from College Station yesterday, and we got in a conversation about our favorite months of the year.
Oh, okay.
Like, if there's and we agreed that we said September is okay because it feels like you have the promise of fall. But we agreed that we think the superior months in our estimation are October, November, December.
October is 100% my favorite month. Mm-hmm. I mean, 100%. I agree. I think that last little chunk of the year.
Yeah.
I don't mind a January, Melanie. You know, I love a New Year's. I love the fresh start of a New Year's.
Yeah.
I'll even take February gets a little gray for me. Mm-hmm. I don't mind a March. But
yeah.
But in terms of my consistent enjoyment, I would agree October, November, December are really where I feel the most content.
That's what we said, because we were like, you have the anticipation of the holidays, you have some fun stuff going on. It's when football gets really good because there's some good matchup every single Saturday.
Yes.
You roll into bowl season. The weather has finally cooled off. So anyway, that was our opinion that we came up with. I was curious to see if you felt same, and it sounds like you do.
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely do. I love it. I think it's fantastic. I like sweatshirt weather.
Yes.
So whenever a Saturday means who am I kidding? It's going to be any day.
Mm-hmm.
But particularly a Saturday in sweats is the best of the Saturdays.
100%. I agree. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Mm-hmm. So now, did you watch anything? Have you been watching anything? What's happening?
I've watched so much. I have watched so much because, as I mentioned, I was home last week.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go anywhere. And so by the time Friday rolled around, I had exhausted all my errands. I had exhausted pretty much every reason to leave the house. And I came home from, I went to Pilates Friday. I met a friend for coffee. I came home and I was like, okay, well, let's giddy up. Let's figure out what we're going to watch.
Yeah.
We went to dinner Friday night with my sister and my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me tell you something. I caught up on The Gilded Age, which I love. I think it's so good. It just, I was behind on the new season. I caught up Friday and Saturday, and then I watched the new episode last night. So I'm all up to speed on that.
Okay.
I think Christine Baranski, I just would like for her to be in everything.
She's
but they're
so
all
good.
So good. Carrie Kanes and Cynthia Nixon, like the whole group of them. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. The real highlight for me, well, there were two. One is I watched on HBO Max, I watched Mariska Hargitay's documentary called My Mom Jane that she did about her mom, Jane Mansfield. It was very moving. It was very compelling. Just a lot in there I didn't know, and I loved it. I was so teary by the end of it.
Okay.
Just, I think everybody has an element. So there's some element in your family of origin that either intrigues you or puzzles you or grieves you. I mean, I think that's true for most people.
Yeah,
you know, there's
for
something
sure.
that you feel like you kind of have to work through, or there's some aspect of a relative you feel like you didn't know or that was a mystery to you. And watching mm-hmm. her kind of unearth that was fascinating.
Okay.
So I really love that. But yeah. my MVP of the weekend was mm-hmm. the documentary on HBO called And So It Goes about Billy Joel. My gosh.
Now, I started this last night. I'm only halfway through because I was exhausted. And I was like, I have to be able to focus. But I love what I've watched so far.
My gosh. Mm-hmm. And the second part comes out this weekend. And I have a lot of memory attached to Billy Joel because,
same.
As you know, I'm the youngest in my family by 10 and 14 years. Mm-hmm. So my siblings were listening to all the great music of the 70s when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I remember my sister having Billy Joel's albums, and I loved to listen to them, you know, when I was, I don't know, five.
Yeah.
But I loved that music when I was young. I loved his music when I was in junior high and high school, you mm-hmm. know, when like it became sort of my thing. I had his cassette tapes.
Yes. Same.
And then I always think about when Alex and I were trying to figure out how to navigate sort of the teenage years. The Billy Joel station started on Sirius XM, and we both loved it. And we spent so much time with me driving him back and forth to practices listening to Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm. I love
so
that.
So
that's a good memory.
Just, yeah, it's been music that has sort of been involved with every part of my life. And mm-hmm. that documentary is incredible, and there's so much I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun. I was singing along watching
yeah.
it,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure. You know, I mean, like, mm-hmm. it just... Golly, it's really, really great and informative and fascinating. And there's a whole there. I mean, like I could really get after a Google Doc with
yeah.
it. It's deep and substantive and insightful and all good things.
Yeah, no, I thought it was so good. Like the part, I can't wait to finish it tonight, like the first part, because I loved it last night. And same, because I was like, what I remember, like I'd love Billy Joel, but specifically, I can think of in college in my Honda CRX that his greatest hits cassette tape was on.
Yes, ma'am.
It's all I listen to. It's like,
yes, ma'am.
It's such a soundtrack of college for me. I mean, I just,
same.
Golly.
Yes.
So I was saying, like, there was so much nostalgia last night. And just, I got to the part, I got a little past this, but just even like Piano Man, like just that you write a song that becomes an anthem that everyone mm-hmm. everywhere stops and sings along to
yes.
is just, I mean, what an incredible feeling. I don't know. It was just fascinating to know. And there was so much about his early career that I had no idea about.
Same.
Yeah.
I thought that watching the Piano Man and mm-hmm. like, and New York State of Mind, like and those aren't easy lyrics. Like they're
no.
not, you know, cause his music, he tells stories.
Yeah.
And so it's not catchy hooks.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of detail and different characters and all this
mm-hmm.
stuff. And we all just know it.
Yeah.
He's so gifted. I have a similar memory in my Buick Regal driving back and forth to college,
mm-hmm.
listening to Billy Joel's greatest hits on cassette and just, I mean, it's the sound of decades
yeah.
of my life. And
yeah.
so, anyway, it's fantastic. It's a big thumbs up for me. I thought it was so, so good.
Totally agree. I thought it was so well done. So, and that's really all I've watched.
Okay. Well, yeah. I've started to read our book that's for book club next week.
Oh,
okay. I've had it for a while,
mm-hmm.
but it's called It's a Love Story by Annabelle Monaghan. And it's got, there's some, I can't put my finger on it because I'm not a fiction writer, so I don't know how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the tone of a fiction book where I'm almost automatically in or I'm automatically out. Like,
yeah.
it's this delicate balance in terms of, I don't know, particularly like in a rom-com-y sort of situation or
mm-hmm.
just a romance book.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love
yeah.
it. I'm in.
No, I thought it was really good. I think it has a mm-hmm. lot of, it's got some heartwarming parts of it. It's got some, I don't know, it kind of draws you into the story. I feel like the characters are well developed. I agree. I thought it was a really good book.
The other reading thing is that I mentioned last week about how Alex was, you know, sort of commenting on how I love I've got to save the world situation. Yes. Unexpectedly. I've got to save the world when it comes to movies. And several people messaged me and said, you have got to read that book, either listen to it or read it. And I tried to download it on Libro FM, but I could only find the Spanish version, which would not be helpful for me.
No, it would not.
So I bought it, and that's going to be the next thing I read is Project Hail Mary. And our friend Catherine said, don't think of it as science fiction. Think of it as space fiction, because it's not what you think of when you think of science fiction. Think of it as just fiction that happens in space.
Okay. So I don't know that helps me, because I'm like, what I think? Snooze. I don't care what happens in space. I don't care about real stuff that happens in space.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes. I'll let you know what I end up thinking about it, because that's what I'm planning to take. David and I are going on a trip this weekend. That's what I'm planning to take with me. So,
okay. All right. Well, we'll see. I started on my Kindle, because, you know, I've got all of Caroline's books on my Kindle, yes, too. So I have started Queen of Shadows, which is the fourth book in the Throne of Glass series by Sarah J. Maas. I do have to say, like, I started it and it has kind of drawn me in. I think it worked to my advantage that I had read those three rom-coms in a row, because I was so ready for something different.
Yes.
That I was like, okay, but I can already tell, I'm glad Caroline's home. I need to read it while she's around, because I'm like, now remind me who so-and-so is and what happened and what land did they leave when that thing happened. And she's like, remember that? She's like, well, he's an assassin. And so the assassin, I'm like, okay. So, and then she said, well, really what you're going to want to do is read The Assassin's Blade, which is the prequel. And I'm like, I'm not reading that. Like, no. So just tell me what I need to know to read this particular book. So, so far I was like, I'm in the mood for something different. This will be good. It's what I'm going to take to read on the plane when I go to Nashville this week. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're back in it. I know that makes Caroline happy that you're back in it.
Listen, I got it. But the things we do for our children. So,
I wanted to mention before we wrap up today, just that I am doing an event here in Birmingham, and I told them I would mention it on the podcast on August 4th, and it's a fundraiser. I'm not mentioning it because I want everybody to come. I don't know. I'm mentioning
Please
it.
Please come hear me. Yes.
Yeah. Because it's a fundraiser. So I'm doing a fundraiser for Birmingham Young Life, and it's kind of a girls' night out thing. I'm going to speak. They're going to have some vendors there. It'll be a good time. It's August the 4th, and I'll put a link in the show notes for tickets. It's not going to be a super huge event. It's going to be an intimate event. So it'll be a good time to visit and laugh and, you know.
Oh, that'll be good.
Whatnot. So I just wanted to be sure to mention that.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites, and you're going to be able to tell from this list that I have been at home.
Yes.
That I have not had a lot going on, because I think almost all of these are connected to the kitchen in some way. But but listen, that's fine. That's part of real life. And the first thing is a meat tenderizer. So to back up, this summer I have been trying to teach Alex, and I have been teaching Alex, how to make some of the recipes that my mama used to make. Some of the stuff that he loves to eat. He's going to live in a house this next year. So we've been kind of going through and tackling some of the more, some of the things that I make the most frequently, so he can learn how to make them.
It's so smart.
And one of the things that I realized is I didn't have a meat tenderizer. I didn't have a way to pound chicken down to cutlets. And I know you don't want to think about that, Melanie. No, I understand. But what I realized is I've really had some interesting ways of doing that with different tools in my kitchen that weren't intended for that purpose.
Yes.
So this is less than $10. It has one side. If you, you know, like if you're trying to take a little sirloin steak and make it into cube steak, you can do that. But also it has a flat side, which helps you make really good thin pieces of chicken, which I do think you can appreciate that.
Yes.
So because I like really good thin pieces of chicken for certain things that I make. So that's one.
The only chicken worth having is a thin chicken.
That's it.
Yeah.
The second thing I did not know anything about, but when I was on the cruise a few weeks ago, Bree McCoy, who was also on the cruise, and I had a big discussion about butter.
Okay.
Because, of course, Bree loves to cook. I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, because, you know, Mama was always Land O'Lakes, and then I have been very much Kerrygold for when I cook savory things. Bree mentioned Truly grass-fed butter.
Oh.
And so I was like, I don't know about this. And so I looked it up, and I realized I could get it at my Publix. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I got home, I did a grocery order, and I got two things of Truly grass-fed butter. And listen, it is delicious.
Oh, okay.
I gauge a butter based on how it tastes on a wheat thin,
mm-hmm.
you know, like just mm-hmm. butter on a wheat thin.
Yeah.
Is it savory? Is it salty? Does it have like a fullness to the flavor? Because I love butter.
Mm-hmm.
Like legitimately, not just I like when stuff is seasoned with butter. Like I really love butter.
Yeah.
And this butter is so good. It's so good. And so it comes in pretty small, I don't know how much you get and like in one thing of the Truly butter,
mm-hmm.
but so I don't know that I can't get it at Costco. I'm not going to replace the Kerrygold altogether, but it's going to be like, it's like a good kind of special butter. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So it's delicious. I wanted to put that out there in case there are other butter fans. It's a really good one.
Okay. Would you bake with it?
I would bake with it. Yes.
Okay.
I absolutely would bake with it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I still use Land O'Lakes for pound cakes because I feel like that's what Mama mm-hmm. always did,
mm-hmm.
but I would absolutely bake with it and for sure would use it to cook savory things. I've just kind of gotten used to the way that Kerrygold, like the way their packaging kind of breaks out tablespoons.
Yeah.
And so anyway, you know, life is full of adjustments, right? But,
yes,
but the Truly is really good. So if you see it, it's worth a try. The next thing is not food or kitchen related. This is a dress that I got and I love it so much. Mm. And you're going to look at this and go, I can see why you did, because it has all the things that I love in an item of clothing.
100%. This is a Sophie Hudson dress if I've ever seen one.
Listen, I love it so much. It's the Soren mini shirt dress. Now, the Soren shirt dress is a thing at Anthropologie. It's like a long shirt dress. I have one of them and I've really enjoyed it. I've had it for a few years. This is the mini version, but I just want to say on me, it's knee length. Like it's well, like it's not super short because that's always
that's good to know.
A concern. Mm-hmm. It comes down to my knees. I don't feel self-conscious in it at all. Like I think, okay, this is a good look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in terms of the length, this is a good look.
But yeah.
It's so comfortable. It's so easy to wear. I love it. And it's kind of
really
one
cute.
Of those little things that'll transition from summer into fall.
Mm-hmm.
I can roll the sleeves up now. I can wear it on into fall and feel good about it, but it's super comfy. And I just wanted to pass that along.
It's really cute.
You know, if one pattern is good, six are better, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can never mm-hmm. have enough. You can never have enough.
This next thing is a new to me product. I saw this when I was doing a grocery order and I was like, we'll try because I love a frozen pizza. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always happy to try new frozen pizzas. This is a Pizzeria Uno frozen pizza, which is the Chicago style pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. The crust on this deep dish pizza.
Oh.
I don't know what they did. I've never had crust like this. It tastes like it's homemade. It's so good. Now, I do feel like the tomato part of the pizza, if I had known before I made it, I would have sprinkled maybe some red pepper flakes on there.
Okay.
I would have put maybe a little Italian seasoning on there because the tomato part is not super savory. It's mm-hmm. good. It's just not as savory maybe as I would want it.
Yeah.
But that crust, I'm telling you, it's worth buying one for that crust.
Okay.
And I think they have a cheese. They have a pepperoni. They have an ultimate meat. David agreed that it's really good. I mean, when you consider, I'm not much of a deep dish like pizza mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. But the crust on this one, I would buy it again for sure.
Okay, that's high praise.
And then the last thing is, this is sad, but you know, I can't stand on measuring spoons when they put that big ring on the end. It always messes me up when I try to put measuring mm-hmm. spoons in the drawer because it gets in the way. So I have gotten myself these magnetic measuring spoons from Amazon, and my word, it's handy. My word, to not have the big thing on the end that gets in the way, to just be able to stack them and they stick together and you can put them in the drawer as a unit. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of those things like, well, whoever finally thought of this, well done. You have achieved the purpose for which the Lord put you here because, you know, or I'll take them off the big ring because the big ring gets on my nerves and then they're scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I need a teaspoon, but I don't know where I would find one.
Yes.
So this is a super handy, to me, modification to a kitchen utensil that we all use. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Listen, those were great favorites. Thank you so much for those.
A little utilitarian, perhaps, but that's where real life happens. Yeah. So.
No, well, and we're in the summer months because I have to tell you this morning when I was like, oh, we're recording the podcast. And I was like, is it my turn for five favorites? And I really had this moment of, if it is, I'm going to be like, let me tell you about this dental floss that I think is good. I was like, I'm really going to be digging. I'm really going to be
digging. Here are five Instagram accounts I like. It's no joke because that's why I was just like, everything that I have purchased lately has been pretty everyday use. Yeah. So, but that's okay.
No, sometimes it's just, that's what it is. That's just, it's where we are. It's life, you know?
It is. So anyway, we'll be back next week, everybody.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
We will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, y'all.